everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Colored Thoughts. I am Erin.
And I'm LaShawn.
And it is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Maryland. LaShawn, yes. I'm wondering, it's beautiful today, but did you have a beautiful weekend? We're going to find out in our weekend rewind. Hit it!
Did that transition. That was very smooth.
Thank you, because in my head, I was like, where am I going with this? Like, I was about to just start the conversation, and I forgot that we call it Weekend Rewind.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I think I did have a pretty good weekend. Of course, in plain LaShawn fashion, I can't remember everything I did. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I remember is that the pastor of our church, his birthday is actually today, I think. So shout out to him. But we had a surprise drive-by at the church. So like he had preached that morning, like at the empty church. And then we were like all in the parking lot, like waiting. And like, he was like so surprised. So that was really cool to be able to partake in that. I think another thing that has been really exciting for me, not really necessarily the weekend per se, but these last couple days and some of the weekend, is I've been really working out a lot heavy recently for upcoming endeavors. And I need to be able to run a mile and a half in a certain amount of time. And I've already reached the minimum time that I need to do. But child, these last 2 days, like I've been like taking off like 30 seconds each day.
Girl!
Run. And so I just feel like good and more motivated to like work out. It doesn't feel as dreadful. Cause you know, sometimes when you first start, it's just like, yeah, why?
You be hating it.
Right. So that, I think that's the things that have been enjoyable from my weekend.
I love that.
Thank you, girl. How was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was good. I genuinely, I don't remember what I even did. Actually, I'm going to be honest. I was very annoyed this weekend. And I don't really know. I kind of just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, like Saturday and Sunday. And I wanted I just wanted to be alone. Like I was tired of looking at people. I was like, oh my gosh, like I just need a break.
Yeah.
So like mood wise, it wasn't good, but I did like try to take time and do a lot of self-care. Like,
oh, good.
A lot. Cause I was like, there is something that's really bothering me and I can't figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like it was probably just hormones. You remember in grad school when I kept saying I have, what is it called? MDM. No. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's like premenstrual.
Yeah,
dysphoria.
PMDS or something like that.
PMSD.
We really did go to school, guys. We did.
Yes, but I know what you're talking about. Oh gosh.
And I like swore up and down in class. I was like, guys, I really think I have this. Yeah. Sometimes things be happening. I really do be thinking that.
Right? Premenstrual. Oh, it's PMDD. Oh, premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Yes. I really thought that I had it. And this weekend, I was like, yo, maybe I need to be on like a mood stabilizer during that time or something, because I was wilding.
Well, I mean, that is a possibility. That is a treatment. Yeah. But no, girl, I feel you. I was having a similar thing one of these past days. I was just so like,
yeah. And it's correct. Like, it really just messes you up like when you feel that way. But Monday I woke up and I was like, you know what? Today is gonna be a good day, regardless of how I feel.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, we go through some things, but then we bounce back, as we should. Back.
Yes.
So,
we get better.
You know what we about to head into, girl?
Shaking my head moment of the week.
You know it. Just shaking my head. Just shaking my head.
Just shaking my head. Just shaking my head. Oh, let me see if I got a shaking my head moment of the week. This is really trivial, but
what is it?
I think it's more pet peevish, but
you can still shake your head at a pet peeve.
Okay, thank you, girl. I be running at the track because I just enjoy running at the track to run a mile and a half. Like, I can keep myself more accountable, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I can, like, I feel like for me, it's something about running around the track. Like, I can, like, make myself run faster versus I'm just kind of running endlessly, like, aimlessly. It's kind of like there's no motivation for me. So anyway, long story short, I was happy to see people out there. It was lovely. But when it's multiple people that are in a group that take up like 6 lanes of the track across, and you see that there are people running. So every time I got to this group of wonderful, fabulous young adults, I had to get to them and run all the way to like lane 8. I'd be like in lane 1, all the way in lane 8, cut across and come back to lane 1. At least 4 of the 6 laps that I had to do.
Oh no.
And that takes so much extra work to move your body all the way to the right to come all the way to the left.
Yeah, like what?
And a couple times, like, I just wanted to run straight through them because it'd be like a little space. But then I was like, we in a pandemic, the coronavirus. I just don't want to hit nobody's mouth. But, ooh. So I was a little stressed. And every time in my mind, like, I literally would think about it as soon as I was like running up on them. Am I going to go through or am I going to go around?
I probably would have gone through them.
It was just a lot. So I was like, it would have been, you know, great if they would have moved over a little bit, or, you know, I don't know. But that's my, I guess, pet peeve slash shaking my head moment. But yeah. Too much. But girl, what's yours?
You know, I feel like I don't really know if I have one this week because I really like stayed inside most of the time. This is my shaking my head moment. I be shaking my head when people don't get the hint.
Okay.
Like, you know me, LaShawn. Like, I'm very awkward when it comes to, like, turning people, like, down.
Right.
And it just so happened that, like, this particular person was, like, hitting me up and texting me and, like, FaceTiming me. And, like, I wasn't really, like, responding. Or I would, like, respond once. Because in my head, I'm like, if I don't respond to you, like, you should get the point that, like, I'm not trying to converse with you.
Right.
But then the person hit my DMs and was like, you see me texting you.
It goes down in the DMs.
And then they proceeded to, like, FaceTime me twice. And ooh. I was like, are you not catching? Like, if I wanted to answer, if I wanted to respond, then I would. I think that they got the hint now, but at first it was just stressful because I was like, I'm really not trying to be mean. But, like, yo, chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just too much for me. I couldn't even do it. So, just catch the hint, y'all.
Catch the hint.
Catch the hint. That's all you got to do. That's it. Period. Period, poo.
But you know, that's making me think about another episode. Because you know, it's going to be people that's going to be out there with, like, why they got to catch the hint? Why you just not being direct?
Yes. Maybe we could use that as an episode because, you know.
You know? Because I got a couple people that I don't think catch a hint either. But I be, like, pretty direct. So I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely explore that, but we got something else we're gonna explore today.
Yes, today we do.
So let's head on into mind vibes.
Mind vibes.
LaShawn, why don't you introduce the topic?
Okay. So the topic of today is about posting your significant other or your person on social media. So I have a couple of thoughts. Like, I guess my initial thought is, should you have to post your person on social media. What do you think?
I don't think that you should have to. I think in society today, most people would like to be posted, but I don't think it's a standard rule that, like, if you're in a relationship, it has to be like Facebook official or Instagram official. Like, I don't think it has to be like that.
Okay. I also don't think it has to be like that. In the world we live in, I agree that social media, people would probably want to be posted, but why is it a big deal though? Why would people want to be posted on their significant other's social media?
So, from personal experience, and I feel like you and I have had this conversation a lot, I have been in relationships in which the male, my partner, would never post me.
Okay.
And they would be like pretty active on social media. So in my head, I'm like, well, we take cute pictures, why wouldn't you post at least one of those? You know, like, I wouldn't be asking, like, you don't have to, like, shout me out every week or, like, post a picture of me every time we take a picture. But, like, you know I'm a words of affirmation person. What better way to do words of affirmation than posting a cute pic with a bomb caption? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, for me, hindsight, the reason in which they were not posting me was because they was still engaging with other females on social media.
Okay.
So for me personally, you don't have to always post me on social media. But if you never do, I'm gonna be like, are we good, or do you want to tell me something? Just because I'm conditioned to think that way now. I'm working on it. Okay. But that's like my conditioning. So I feel like a lot of people want to be posted on social media for that validation that, like, he's not out here wilding in people's DMs. Like, people know about me.
Okay. So that person actually is kind of like your person and not personing with some other people.
Right.
Okay.
We don't need you to be in DM entanglements. You know what I'm saying? We don't need that.
Entanglements.
Yeah. That could be a whole other episode. Ha. A
whole other episode. We have to drop about entanglement. But, okay, so I guess at what point do you feel like just hypothetically, for you, would you post somebody who you're not yet in a relationship with, but you're, like, exclusively dating?
I've done that before.
Okay, so how long do you need to be exclusively dating before you post said person?
You know, I don't really know if, like, I think that's, like, a subjective thing. Like, you could be exclusively dating someone for, like, a month and know that, like, all right, yeah, me and yo are on lock, so I'm gonna just go ahead and, like, throw it up.
Okay.
But I might wait like 1 to 2 months of exclusively dating, not like dating all the way, exclusively dating.
Yeah.
I might wait about the 2 month bone, and then I might, but I might not post their face.
You one of them posting like the holding their hand or something?
Yeah. Or like if I'm at dinner, I might show that I'm like, there's two plates, you know? I might show his like watch, you know, but not a full reveal. You know what I'm saying? Just enough for people to be like, is she dating somebody?
Okay.
But not to know, like, oh, that's what we're doing now. Okay.
Okay.
What about you?
I would never post anybody. Sorry. I would never post anybody that I'm just dating. Like, I just...
Even exclusively?
No.
So you had to, like, have your last name changed to post somebody.
Oh, I don't mean it like that. I guess... I'm saying, like, because for me, dating exclusively and being in a relationship are two different things.
Yes.
Okay. So if we're just dating exclusively, but you haven't asked me to be your significant other, I'm absolutely not posting you because at any time, no, I mean, at any time,
it's real. Yeah.
Change our mind. We still get to know each other. I mean, you could change your mind when you're in a relationship too, but no, if we're not, if you're not like asking me to be your girlfriend or mm-hmm. your partner or whatever, you don't deserve to be on my social media. For what?
I hear that.
So that's me. I feel like when it comes to social media generally, I'm not a big like poster, so I don't post that often. But I don't know, like I feel like does posting my partner mess up my aesthetic?
What? Your partner should match your aesthetic. What you talking about?
No, I mean like if on social media, mm-hmm. I'm thinking specifically Instagram.
Okay.
My pictures. If I only have pictures of me on my social media, I don't have friends. My Instagram is about me.
Okay.
Me adding somebody else, does that throw off the aesthetic? I mean, I don't know. That's just a thought that I pose because some like really big like YouTubers or bloggers or people with like thousands of followers, I feel like I never see their partners like ever. It's just like their page, is maybe it's their natural hair page or their natural hair and beauty or designer wear. And they'll have a whole partner and you won't know nothing about it until you do some research. Like you go through the 6,000 comments. And it's like, oh, babe with a ring. Like, oh, this is your person. Oh, who would have known?
Okay. I mean, that's fair. But that is someone who has like the, I don't know though, because I feel like when people vlog and stuff, like they might not post their significant other on their social media, but people know about their significant other because they might like have them on their channel every now and then. So like their significant other is known about, they just don't post them.
Okay.
But like for everyday people, like these dudes that I was dealing with, you not protecting nothing, but your ability to flirt by not posting your girl.
Yes, I hear that and that makes sense. But does posting your partner on social media potentially open up your relationship to maybe some dangers?
I mean, I think, yeah. But I mean, like, how significant would these dangers be?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's like, you know, like you posting like, you know, me and Bae had a romantic night on the park and you like have like the little setup or whatever. And somebody like, oh, that's not romantic at all. Like your boyfriend whack. Like, I don't know. Like, my boyfriend wouldn't do that. I wouldn't consider that a date. Like, I don't know.
But then you have to ask yourself, like, do I care more about what people think or do I care about what makes me happy? Like if you posting like a date that you thought was cute and people are clowning y'all, like, if you had a good time, mm-hmm. then you had a good time. Like, who cares? And people usually do that when they aren't receiving the same thing, but that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I agree. Like, it shouldn't matter, but I feel like when... I don't know. I just feel like the more information sometimes people know about you, the more it fuels hate or whatever. And that's their personal problem. So I don't necessarily think you should have to move around people. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's something to protecting your space and your environment too.
Yes.
So in that way, like, you know, I'm not posting, you know, my new job, my this degree, my partner, you know, because people might, you know, have a lot of hate and I don't want to open myself up to that type of energy, possibly. Mm-hmm. That could mm-hmm. be a possibility, I feel like. Or I just want to blissfully enjoy my partner without people's extra words, potentially. Not that it matters what they think, but do I need to even open it up? And what does it mean if I do or don't post on social media? If you know what's good with us at home, like, why does it matter? At home, quote unquote.
Right, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think that that's a conversation that you and your partner have to have, you know? Like, I think that for me, like, well, you know, I don't got a man, so, but when I get one, yeah, like when I get one, it's the conversation of like, what is your stance on social media? Like, 'cause I'm praying that, you know, yo is attractive, so I know little bitty's gonna be sliding in the DMs trying to, like, you know, try to steal, like, quote unquote, steal him away, whatever. So what do you do? Like, I'm not the type of person that wants to your password or anything. So like, what do you do? Then you have to ask, do you post your significant other on social media? Do you not? And I will have to be very transparent in saying, listen, this is what has happened to me when I have not been posted. Would I like to be posted? Yeah. Am I gonna hound you on posting me? No. So blah, 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 all this stuff. Now I have like started talking to people who have like explained that they don't do that. Like they're like, I don't want to post on social media for whatever reasons. And that's all fine and dandy, but you gotta understand that sometimes I might feel triggered. Sometimes I might, because if you could post your homeboys that are like super close to you, why if they're super close and your whole reason for not posting your girl on social media is because you're close and you don't want nothing to happen between y'all, why? I get the difference between it, but it's still kind of like, if you hold them as dear to you as you hold me dear to you, then why?
But maybe that's what your person is saying. They don't like, yes, these are my homeboys, or whatever, but this relationship, like, I'm trying to settle down with you. I'm trying to potentially marry you. I'm trying to maybe bring kids into the world with you. I can't do that with my homeboys. Like, that's different. Like,
Okay,
they're a little bit
woo.
more, I don't know what the word is, but like, maybe not as important. Like, they're important, but you like a 10, they at an 8. That's different.
I mean, I get it to an extent, I guess, but I mean, I think it's a conversation that you and your significant other have to have. Like, that's when compromise will have to come in. Like, whoever I date is gonna have to be like, you gotta work with me here because you know what I've been through in regards to the social media atmosphere. So let's post me on my birthday. That's it. One post a year, I'm cool.
One post a year. Okay. So
Or
I'm with you.
something.
Yes. I think that you should have a conversation with your partner to kind of get some type of understanding of social media. But, well, and what happens if you really don't have a conversation, right? So I know a person who is in a relationship who their partner, they didn't have a conversation about this, right? So their partner posts them on their social media to their story, all of that. I don't think their partner has a problem generally, like if she posts on social media or not. But they did have a conversation. So, but I'm just curious, like if your partner posts you, who kind is that kind of like an obligation for you to post them back? No?
No, this ain't return the favor.
But I feel like that would be weird. Like if my partner is posting me and I never post them, then I feel like it's sticky. Like if we just both randomly post sometimes or we don't, but if they're like pretty like regularly posting me or maybe once every month, you know, once whatever, and I never post them on anything, that feels
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, you know, I've been on that partner's. I've been on, like, say a guy is posting his girl all the time and the girl's not posting him. I've been the guy. Like, I've like posted my significant other and like they have like never posted me. And it does feel like, okay, but you be on social media, so like why can't it ain't you just put me up on your story for 24 hours? Is that gonna hurt?
Okay, well that's another question I had. See, I got a little list that I had written up real quick so I didn't forget. So, for you and your opinion, or maybe just perspective-wise, for you, is there a difference between post, it just if we talk about Instagram, mm-hmm. posting to your actual feed, like, you know what I mean, versus your story? Is there levels to it? Like, does that mean something different if it's just posted to your story versus to your feed where it could stay up longer?
I think, so I feel like this might be, like where people test the waters.
Okay.
So I feel like people might start off posting on a story. Okay. Because nobody's on Instagram, nobody sees how many people have viewed your story except for you. So, you know, like, you can look and be like, oh, okay, people view. You can see how people react to that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, girl, okay, I see uh-huh. you. Blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah. If you actually post, like, when I post someone I'm exclusively dating, like mm-hmm. I said, I don't really show the face. I might show, right. like, something. And it's only ever on my story.
Oh, okay.
Only ever.
Right.
If I post you on my feed and take the time to edit the photo and make sure the lighting is correct and, like, okay. all of that stuff, I'm really trying to show you off.
Mm, okay.
So for me, I guess maybe there are levels, and maybe for, like, some people, it's levels, because sometimes, and maybe, you know, maybe this is just how I think in my head, but, like, it's like when you and I were talking on last episode mm-hmm. where we were like, oh, like, we might post a picture and then not get the likes that we know it deserves.
Right.
So we yes. might, like, take it down and then repost it at a different time.
Yes.
Like, I feel like, I feel like people might equate the amount of likes that you get with, like, how cute y'all are together.
Oh, yeah, that could be something. Yeah,
you know, like, I feel like that could be a thing.
Yeah. I feel like it could. I hate that it could be, but I could see how one could perceive, like, oh, people don't think we're cute together because I only got, like, 30 likes or something.
Yeah.
But also, I'd be feeling like, depending on your audience, people be hating, too. So, for instance,
yep.
if you have, like,
majority
male followers mm-hmm. or, you know, a certain aesthetic on your page, right? You deviate, quote unquote, deviate from that. Then people like, right? Like, cause I think about sometimes, like, when back in the day when I used to post, like, pictures of me versus, like, little quotes that I would write, the quotes would do okay, but they weren't doing as well as a picture, because it's like, I didn't come here for that.
Right.
I didn't come here to see you with another guy. I came here to just see you as what I see, and I can make up whatever I want to make up about you, like we talked about last week. So, yeah, I don't know. And that goes back to kind of what I was kind of saying about the aesthetic
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Now, you shouldn't care. Like, it's your partner. Like, if you want to show them off. And who cares if y'all get likes? Because as long as you like them.
Right. Then what's the
point? But I guess if you're more of a social media guru and you're making coins that way, maybe you think more about it. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it all boils down to, like we've talked about, I think it just boils down to, one, having open communication about it.
Right.
Because people, the reality is that people are easily accessible now because of social media, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more temptations out there. There's a lot more entanglement opportunities out there. Like, there's just a lot of stuff out there. And so for some people, and, you know, it might be something that you have to process on your own, but, like, being shown off on social media is a sense of security for them in a type of relationship. Or it could just be someone's love language. Like, I know social media mm-hmm. isn't, like, technically a love language, but, like, someone might really love to show off who they're with. Like, they're proud of that person. And so, like, yeah. just having those conversations with your partner and being super open about how you're feeling. Hello?
Sorry, we still got house phones, y'all.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, no, I feel what you're saying, Erin. One more question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say you have a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
They post you in their story.
Mm-hmm.
Is it anything, or I guess just generally, should you or do you have to share it to your story, right? So they tag you,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, this is bae, right? They tag you. So it comes up in your thing and it says you can share it to your story.
Right.
Do you not need to, I don't know, but like, are there rules about that? So if somebody shares me or puts me in their story, do I then have to reshare that to my story?
Mm-mm. Because, and this is why.
Okay.
Because guys don't have the same eye that we do.
Okay. Okay.
Dudes, you know, if you date a guy, I don't know, maybe some girls don't have the eye either, but in my experience,
yes,
I can only speak from my personal. Men do not have the eye, so they might think you look real cute in a picture and you be looking busted,
right?
And they will post it and tag you, and I'm not about to share that. What is that?
An airplane, girl. Like, what in the world? What did you drop on us,
girl? But if you post something and I don't like how I look, I'm not sharing it to my story. I'm gonna thank you. I'm gonna be like, right. Oh, babe, that was so cute. Thank you. I'm not sharing it to my story.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense, right? Okay. So if it's not like a flattering photo of you, or maybe it's too flattering, like, oh, like I don't really want others to maybe see that picture of mm-hmm. me.
Or I'm being like super goofy or something.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna repost that. Nah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I think that makes sense. So I think our bottom line here is that when it comes to social media, it's important to communicate that with your person and see how you all handle social media, and that may be something that you all can compromise. Mm-hmm. And like, sounds like Aaron is saying, like, this also might be a form of love language, right? So words of affirmation and showing off your person could really be like a words of affirmation, their love language. They feel loved. So communicating with your partner so y'all are not out here just confused, upset because y'all not posting, but they posting and vice versa. So just communicate about that, because it might seem trivial, but, you know, it could be a big thing in the relationship.
Yeah.
If social media is important. So, okay. All right. Well, let's wrap that section up and head on to love alerts, right?
Yes, girl.
Look at me. I'm remembering.
Look at you with that transition.
The transition. Love alert. Hold on. Then that's my love alert right there that I...
Listen, snaps, kudos, hallelujah. It's like,
wow, I didn't remember how our segments, and then I just, you know, transitioned this right. And listen, that's a love alert.
You did. You did that.
You know, I did that, girl. But what's your love alert, Erin?
My love alert is, you know what? It's not even like, it's not even about me. I just love to see other people winning. I love to see other people getting what they like work really, really hard for. Like,
yeah,
my friend got their first car this weekend, 2019, awesome. Top of the line, like, and worked really, really hard, got it for an amazing price.
Awesome.
So like, I was just like really, really happy for them and really proud. And like, they like showed up at my house because they were so excited and they wanted to show me. And I was like, yo, this is really dope. I'm really excited for you. So yeah. Just seeing other people, just seeing my circle win. Like, I love that.
That's what's up. That is a beautiful love alert.
Thank you, girl.
Yeah. You know, similarly, I do have a second love alert. I feel like just a kind of expanding what Aaron said, I also love to see, like, what was it, Blackout Tuesday, where a lot of Black folks like came together in like unity mm-hmm. and really did spend their dollars and understood the importance of like us coming together and how we really can in some ways evoke change with our money.
Yeah.
So I mean, just the fact that we could be in community and do something as united front for the most part, I thought was lovely to see. And hopefully that we continue to be able to do that, and, you know, change occurs in this world, but that's a whole nother topic for another time.
Hallelujah. Girl, why don't you drop your handles? Let them know where they can follow you.
Yes. So dropping my handles. What are my handles? That's a great question. Oh, you can follow me on Instagram, girl. At LaShawn, that is LaShawn_G. This is a side note real quick. This is not my handle. I don't really appreciate that Instagram don't allow me to spell my name the way I really want to, because my name has a capital S in it.
Capital S,
yeah. That's a pet peeve of mine, y'all. So if y'all ever slide into my DMs and say my name, please spell it with a capital S. But anyway, and you can follow my nonprofit page at justme_campaign.
And you can follow the podcast at Colored Thoughts Podcast on Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram at ARYN_MIKALA. So that's Aaryn_Michaela. Thank you so much for joining us. We are glad that you have tuned in. Stay tuned to both me and LaShawn's personal pages, because we'll probably post like some type of poll or some type of questionnaire about today's topic that we want to hear from you guys. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.